Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we rejoice and we praise the Lord today. You're tuned in to the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Where, hallelujah. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And Lord, we're on fire today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. All those out there that tuned in, and you better call somebody now. You better get them on the line. You better call somebody. You know that one you forgot to call? Call them now. Let them know that our service is on the air, and you're going to get doubly blessed today. This service, hallelujah, is dedicated, hallelujah, in the, to the life of hallelujah, Mother Bertha Marie Johnson, who transitioned just this week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I want to tell you something. Her life speaks for itself. At 99 years old, hallelujah, she was a tower of holiness. She was a guardian of the altar. She was a warrior of the word. And now she's on the rooting team. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Bertha Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's my mother-in-law, my wife's mother. Hallelujah. We thank God for her. Right now, Pastor Peaches, are you there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We still lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Are you still glorifying the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, I need to borrow you just for a second. Hallelujah. Because I know I need to pull you down from the clouds. Hallelujah. From the hallelujahs. And for you just to get some housekeeping suggestions. Can you do that for us just for a little while?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get your Bibles.
Hallelujah.
Your composition notebooks, your paper, your pencil, so you can take notes. Hallelujah. And get your communion elements. Your cracker, your juice, your water, your toast, whatever you want to use, hallelujah, so you can take communion along with us and get those people in mind that you're standing proxy for. Hallelujah. The word of God said, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So whoever you're going to put before the Lord, because you know they need healing, they need a touch, they need deliverance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is able to do it. It doesn't matter if they're on the other side of the world.
Hallelujah.
The same God is here, the same God is there. And God can touch,
yes,
heal, and deliver.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Also, we'd like to remind you that the pastor said the first Sunday in February, we are going back to having a live service.
Hallelujah.
That is, if God says the same.
Hallelujah.
Right now, that's what we have on schedule. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's at 3 o'clock on Sundays. Hallelujah. But you know what? I want to let y'all know this. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is decreeing a lot of stuff, and he's trying to get y'all to see it. And we went through a sealer moment, 2.5 years of a sealer moment, you know, pause and think about it. Hallelujah. Now he says, get ready to receive of the Lord. Now, I got news for you. Some of you know you've been, this is not the first time you tune into our service. You know that we place people's names into the atmosphere. You know, you can write those names down during the week. And you can just read the names off during that period of time when we dedicate songs to place people's names into the atmosphere. You can read. So get ready to place names into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity because, you know, God can bless, hallelujah, can, glory to God, can bless your socks off, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. He can bless the big, the small, the large. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can do anything but fail. Is that right, Pastor Peter?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And right now, we're going to be dedicating this first selection to the women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The vessels of honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris. Sister Andy Harris.
Hallelujah.
Sister Yvette. Sister Roger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you.
Dorothy Andrews.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Father, First Lady Linda, Sister Sandra Owen, hallelujah. Sister Milton Howard, hallelujah.
Thomas Bennett.
Salvation, help my
Tony.
John Battle.
Tell me who's in the house.
Another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In the mornings when we have our morning prayer, and at the end we to our heart. And my scripture in the morning is, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And that is because no matter what comes or goes, we have to praise God, because we know that, first of all, God is our foundation, and that's the foundation that was laid in my life many, many years ago. And sometimes we think, why does good things happen to bad people? Why does this thing happen? Why? We can give questions to the Lord. I was told, but you don't question. This is something, no, I just hadn't heard in the last couple of days, because I feel as if you can ask God questions, because if you don't understand something, the best thing to do is to ask questions. You know, but you know that God does not make mistakes, and God has our best interests at heart. And sometimes you may not understand a thing when it's happening, but by and by you'll understand it opens up, and God shows you why this may have happened, or further on down the road, this was the reason for this, and stuff like that. We know that God said in His Word, He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No matter what comes or goes, when the three Hebrew, when the boys were in the, God was right there in the furnace with them.
Hallelujah.
When someone looked in the furnace, they said, well, didn't we throw three in there? Then why do I see four? Hallelujah. Saints of God, whatever furnace we walk through in life, we have to remember that if we have Jesus on the inside of us, we're going to take him wherever we go. So therefore, whatever fiery furnace we're going into, or whatever life has to take us, or whatever road we're going to take, God, right? God's going to be down that road with us. He's going to, we're going to lock arm in arm. And all, and we will have him to talk to. He said he never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. And we thank God for Jesus, because he is that friend that sticketh closer than any brother. And one scripture that came to my mind was John 14:12. Hallelujah. And I want to read that. Hallelujah. It was the words of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
John 14:12 says, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that came to me this morning. I was thinking about my mom and thinking of all the people's lives that she's touched. And then I was comparing, well, Jesus was only one person, and Jesus could only touch a certain people's amount of people's lives while he was in the flesh. But then when he went on and left the Holy Ghost was able to be indwelt in many, many, many. Hallelujah. Even today, we are able to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We are able to it's a greater works. We are able to be multiplied in so many, many, many more. Hallelujah. And touch so many more people's lives. Hallelujah. And my mom was able to touch so many people's lives while she was here on earth. People that we will meet now that my mom's gone, when she's funeralized, we'll probably meet people that my mother prayed for over the phone that my mother probably never even met. I have a sister that one of her coworkers had a problem, and she'd say, "Hun, call my mother." My mother would pray for the person, talk to the person on the phone. My mother, it didn't matter who the person was. The person had a prayer need. So therefore, my mother prayed for the person on the phone, and all the person may be healed, delivered, saved, and sent back to work, body healed, family restored. My mother never saw the person, and I wouldn't know the person either, not unless the person introduced themselves to us. Hallelujah. But saints of God, that's why we have to live a life that when people have a need, we're able to call. They're able to call us. We're able to pray to the God in heaven, to the God that we serve, that God will touch this person. God will be here for this person. God will deliver. God will set free. We can't live any old kind of life just because we are not in church on Sunday morning, and that's the only time we're there within them four walls. We are the church. We're supposed to have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. When somebody calls up for have a prayer need, we're supposed to be able to call God for them. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can be so wrecked with so much going on that we may need have the need somebody to call on God for us.
Yes.
And I've been there before.
Hallelujah.
I can't do nothing but turn on the radio and let the gospels just go through the air, or turn on put a CD of the scriptures behind us, what I hear on the radio or on the DVD or whatever. But we have to live. We can't just live a certain type of life on Sunday morning and then live whatever we want to do through the week. God sees it. That does not glorify God. We have to live a life that glorifies God every day of the week, every minute of the day. We can't curse and live a shabby life and cuss and live a certain type of life on a job or in the neighborhood, raising hell and in the neighborhood, being a stinkster, going into being a busybody in people's houses, and then when somebody calls us up on the phone, "Oh, can you pray?" And you go, and then you act like the phone, you got a bad connection. Let me call you back. I hear static in the phone. Or you pick up a piece of paper and you say, I hear a whole lot of rattling. Let me call you back. We got a bad connection. Yeah, you got a bad connection, all right. Because you done broke up your connection with the Lord acting a fool.
Come on now.
But we have to live a life that somebody calls us 3 o'clock in the morning. We can touch heaven for that person.
Hallelujah.
You see, as God said, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. You got to let the Lord know, "Lord, I don't want you to leave either."
Hallelujah.
Have that time with the Lord. Get up early in the morning. Have some time with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that what you do when you love somebody? You make special time for them.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you may set a table, put some candles on the table. Just you and that person. You make time for that person. Make time for Jesus. Turn off the television and read the Word of God. Whenever we would go to my mom's apartment, and by the way, my mother was 99 years old, when we would go to her apartment, my mother was always sitting at the table in front of the Word of God. I mean, and no matter what, I think which way you would squeeze her, nothing but Jesus would come out.
Hallelujah.
She wouldn't allow, when we were growing up, she wouldn't allow us to even mention another person's names on the phone, because she thought that we were gossiping about somebody. No, not on that phone, not on my phone. My phone sanctified to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
There wasn't no foolishness going on in my mama's house. You hear me? My mom had noonday prayer when we lived at 1220 West Lexington Street.
Hallelujah.
My mother had prayer on Mondays and Wednesdays, starting at, I think, 12:30. and would call all the neighborhood children into her house, and they sit on the sofas and on the floor. And that living room floor was so shiny, the light was flooded, you could probably eat off the floor. And the sofas and the chairs would bring chairs into the living room. As the children were somehow was on standing room only, sometimes the neighborhood children were coming in, and Mama taught them about Jesus. Many of them got saved, and some grew up to be ministers, preachers of the gospel because of the word of God that my mother taught the children. And some of them have gone on to be with the Lord. Some of them, they know Jesus, and they have Jesus in their heart because of the word of God that my mother taught. And then at the end of a little prayer meeting, or a little, and Mama would teach stories, and then we had to stand up and testify. Mm-hmm. She would teach us how to thank the Lord for another day. We thank God for my mother and father. We thank God for this. And she taught us. And she taught the girls how to pull their dresses down. Oh, my gosh. Taught little boys how to be sanctified. Taught the girls how to be sanctified, you know, or at least how to pull the dresses down, you know, not to be, you know, promiscuous or whatever, in a nice way. She would, you know, she word her words, you know, and so many people have grown to love Mother Johnson because of her teaching the children in the neighborhood. And at the end of the little prayer session, my mother would give them cookies or give them frozen cups. And frozen cups and cookies was what my mother would sell and then turn the proceeds over to the church. And we know a lot of the children came to the noonday prayer for the cookies and the frozen cups.
I did. Yes, I did.
But in the meantime, my mother gave them the word of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that foundation that my mother put in us from the word of God. And saints of God, that's what we have to do. Give our children, everybody, the people that we meet, give them the word. It doesn't matter. They want to hear, don't want to hear, or whatever. Hallelujah. If God, that's required of us, to pass on the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make little more little Jesus around the world. Hallelujah. Pass on the word of God. That's what our job is. Passing on the word of God, letting somebody know about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you don't know how long they have on this earth.
That's right.
And we don't want, when we get to heaven, we don't want to be told, hey, you had a chance to give the word, and you didn't give the word to that person. You had a chance to say something about the Lord to this person or to that person. But that's what we want to do. We want to give that person the opportunity to know the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the pardoning of their sins. Hallelujah. And so therefore, when they get to heaven, they won't be able to say, oh, nobody never told me. Because if they were to say that, then Jesus would say, yes, you did. You had a chance. Because so-and-so told you about the Lord on such and such a day, but you just decided to harden your heart because you thought the world, what you was doing out there was better or whatever. But saints of God, be encouraged. Hallelujah. When you go out your door, take some gospel tracts with you. Hallelujah. So you can perhaps put on somebody's windshield, stick it leave some on a shelf. In a department store, when I went to Walmart last week, a lady there gave me the daily bread, and then later on I saw a daily bread on a shelf. Hallelujah. So it's many ways to give on the word of God. Pass it on. Get some daily bread. Pass it on. Give somebody a smile and ask them, hey, would you like to have one? Hallelujah. Thank you. You never know whose life you may turn around, whose life you may bless with a smile and passing them on the word of God. Hallelujah. God will give to you just what this person needs. It may just be a smile. It may just be a word. Oh, God bless you. Oh, that's a beautiful outfit you have on. Hallelujah. The world is hungry for the word. They're hungry for a smile. They're hungry for a nice word, for a kind word. Hallelujah. You never know what you may give to somebody, and it just may be their turning point.
Yeah.
Maybe their turning point. You never know what someone's going through in their mind.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You never know how the enemy may be tormenting somebody.
Hallelujah.
But when they come across you and you have the power of God and the Spirit of God just emanating from you,
yes,
it could break whatever is going on in them.
Yes, hallelujah.
And it may cause them to come back to focus and say, wow, that lady must got whatever that lady have I want.
Hallelujah.
Wow, we.
Yes, yes.
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think and what we can even imagine.
Hallelujah.
We will never know what to what extent the Spirit of God that's emanating from us, we will never know the extent of what is breaking in somebody else's life.
Hallelujah.
We never know. That's up to God. God's Word and His Spirit is powerful and sharp. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God.
We just want to do what God wants us to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for the life that my mother lived in front of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I never heard her curse. I never heard her talk about somebody. I never heard her gossip on the phone. Hallelujah. She was always a woman of the word. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. And we have to be examples of Jesus Christ to our children and to everyone that's in front of us. Hallelujah. So they can say, when we are passed, so that person was a saved person unto God, not just in church, but also at home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. I just love what you shared and the fact that you were able to share. And, you know, I would love to say that all my life, you know, I served the Lord. I can't say that, and I'm sorry. Even when I became old and adult, but I thank God that I know Him now.
Amen.
And so there's some of you listening and thinking to you, well, you may not have been like Mother Bertha Marie Johnson, but that's okay. We're talking about now. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for the legacy of Bertha Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. And you know what? Y'all must understand this. The heart of God is the Father. Mm. The face of God is the Son. Mm. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. The hands of God is the church. That's us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for His word today. Hallelujah. We glorify
God
and His word today.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, I tell you, I feel like just doing a Carlton Pearson song. I'm going to see if our technical assistant is available. Do you think Siri is available right now?
Speak the word. Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri, play Carlton Pearson.
Hallelujah.
Carlton Pearson now playing.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Glory to God. We glorify your name today, God.
Designed to everybody that can get on your board.
To him who sits on the
throne.
To him who sits on the throne.
And unto the Lamb. To the King of Kings. And
thank you, Jesus.
We bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment.
Lift
come
your
on.
Hands now.
Let's lift it
sitting
up.
Wherever
right.
You are, you can. If you're driving down the road,
yeah,
lift your hands on the
roof. Sit on the throne.
Worship him
and
right now.
Lamb.
And come to the
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, Pastor Pete, you know, glory to God. I just gotta let folk know now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord Yadda Boshata. Hallelujah. Before a mother, a Bertha Marie Johnson, transition, the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, arose in me, I believe, without a shadow of doubt, and had me share with one of my sister-in-laws to go get some oil, and have Mother Johnson bless that. Hallelujah, glory to God. 99 years of walking with the Lord. Come on now. 99 years of being a blessed of the Lord, being a warrior of the word. Hallelujah. Being a guardian of the altar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And at the culmination of all those anointings and blessings, hallelujah, she prayed over the oil. And we're going to have, Pastor Peace, do you know this? We're going to have people to write in and ask for a bottle of that oil that Bertha Marie Johnson,
hallelujah,
prayed over. That's going to be ready in about a week or so, because we got to put it in a little bottles. And we glory to God. We're going to look. We're going to keep on flowing until we don't have any bottles left. I think we got over. I think we got over 600 little bottles. So we got a lot to give folk. So, but I tell you this, hallelujah, glory to God. Those folk from far and near, from in this country and other countries that know about the anointing that's in a Holy Ghost field, tongue talking, fire baptized, saint of the Most High God, who lives to be 99, who was a walking epistle of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Peaches, it was noised abroad in the body of Christ that knew your mother, that if you wanted a scripture, you call Mother Johnson. Amen. It should give you the scripture. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And several times I called her, and I believe without without a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Without a shadow of a doubt that one of those times a Mother Bertha Marie Johnson imparted upon me. The anointing for knowing the word. And they tell me that I know a little bit about the word. I know a lot of the word now. I don't know everything, but I tell you, I feel good in my sanctified soul that Bertha Marie's Johnson's legacy has been passed on to one of her son-in-laws. Hallelujah! I thank God for that, and I know it's passed on to the daughters. Come on now, let's glory to God, because my wife is a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, dynamo of the Most High God. Watch out now. Hallelujah. I don't mess with Pastor Willie Mae Peach's bird, because the Bible says, First Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105:15, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah. So we know that Pastor Willie Mae Peach's bird is a mighty warrior. Hallelujah. Of the Lord God. Hallelujah. She has a prophetic anointing in her life. Not pathetic. I said prophetic anointing. Hallelujah. But anyway, we thank God for you, Pastor Peace. We thank God for the Pastor's Corner on today. Hallelujah. Now, I've been calmed down just a little bit, and I don't know, Siri must have thought I was calling her because she just said something a little bit a few minutes ago. I don't know what she was saying, but praise God. We thank God that the anointing is here today. Hallelujah. And look here. Some of y'all still can call somebody because, see, you know what? We're getting ready to do something. What are we getting ready to do, Pastor Peaches?
Holy Communion.
Yeah, you know what? See, the Holy Communion is the meal that what?
Heals.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Y'all don't understand, but this thing that Jesus did, and see, a lot of folks say, well, he died 2,000 years ago. No, the Bible said he was slain from the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world, he died for us. In other words, God knew the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. He knows all of that. This stuff had happened already in the scheme of things. And look, you don't understand it. I'm going to tell you, I understand that God knows the ending from the beginning. I'm just going to leave it at that because he is almighty. And look here, y'all get your Bibles together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-30. Y'all get it together right now. And some of y'all folk that appears and y'all want me to quote stuff exactly. And sometimes we can't quote it exactly, but if we can get the gist of what it's saying, we're going to be blessed. Because we get the word out of the word, we're going to be blessed. Is that right?
Amen.
Come on now. Y'all need to understand that. And so get to that scripture now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank you, Pastor Peaches, for Pastor's Corner on today. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. It's communion time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, Lord. We ask that you would bless. We thank you for it. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, and sanctify it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now, your word says in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 23-30, in that text, it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. And every time we do Holy Communion, we do that. We examine ourselves. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you for your covenant names. And as we say your covenant name aloud, you become that to us. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And again, your word says to examine ourselves. And we do that right now. And we understand. We do comprehend. We fully are aware of what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which is a sin. So we thank you for your word today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. One thing you put above yourself is your word. Psalms 138:2. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, glory to God, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We honor you, O God. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, O God. We thank you, O God. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word says, St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for for healing every system of our body. We thank you, Lord, for healing the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For healing all over the world right now. Supernatural, creative miracles. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. The Psalm 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he, glory to God. My hallelujah. When he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Let's drink together." Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. My Yerabosha, Kalanabosha. Yerabosha, Kalanabosha, Yerabosha. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already, hallelujah, on the doorpost and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught back, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys, hallelujah, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Hallelujah. Fire. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his into my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, who are close or who are far off, those who have sense enough to call on your name and those that don't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak for each and every one of them as if we are speaking for them. We are standing in the gap for them as if we are them, oh God. Hallelujah. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. First chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name, glory to God. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Honor your name, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save me.
Hallelujah.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
So glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
So glad you came to save.
I'm so glad you came to save.
Here's what he said, Lord. You came from heaven to earth. To show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Come on, you came from heaven to earth.
You came from heaven
to show the way.
To show
from the earth to the cross.
From the earth,
my debt to pay.
Hallelujah. We thank the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Peaches, I need to ask a question. Can I ask you a question right now?
Yes, Anthony.
Yes, indeed. I thank God that you're the answer person. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a pleasure to have you in 2022 to be the answer person. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what that means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. I thank you, God, for this opportunity and this responsibility. Hallelujah. And I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Hallelujah. I ask, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you touch these lips of clay and that these lips shall speak with excellence and accuracy and boldness. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the 36 and 100-fold return on the good seed sown today in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. We curse Satan from the root. Satan, we curse you from the root. Command you to be bound in Jesus' name. We counsel every plan and every device and every strategy. You said to steal, kill, and destroy. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for, hallelujah, 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name on the word. Hallelujah, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise, for it's truly yours. We decrease as we ask, hallelujah, that you will increase. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, let the redeemed of the Lord say amen. Let every believer of the Lord say amen. Let the blood washed, hallelujah, tongue talking, fire baptized, children of the Most High God say amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, hallelujah, glory to God. Hopefully your saints are our friends as well. Yeah. We started, this is part five of the series we started, hallelujah, glory to God, four services ago, and it's entitled, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, ignite your faith. Now, we gave you four ways to ignite your faith via the Holy Spirit itself, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. All the gifts and all of the things that the Holy Spirit does, it's going to ignite your faith. Hallelujah. Then glory to God. The word of God itself can ignite your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then recounting, reliving, self-testifying of your victories and your triumphs of the past, hallelujah, will ignite your faith. Mm. And then, hallelujah, listening to the testimonies of others will ignite your faith and give you faith extenders, four ways to ignite your faith. And your faith needs to be ignited. Now, we gave you an analogy in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It talks about everybody is given a measure of faith. And we liken it to a charcoal brisket. You know, you're getting ready to have a barbecue. You're getting ready to get the cook on, you know, get the feast on. You're getting ready to get blessed, hallelujah, naturally. Come on now. And you putting your charcoal in the grill, and you putting some meat on your grill. You put yourself on the grill. Hallelujah. You put some meat on the grill, and it ain't, the charcoal ain't lit. You got to measure faith, but if it ain't lit, guess what? That food you put on the grill ain't going to get cooked. Is that right?
Ain't nothing happening.
Ain't nothing happening. And the Bible says faith without works is what?
It
dead. It ain't alive.
Amen.
So you got some faith, but if it ain't working, hallelujah, it's dead. I don't care if you got a Lamborghini in your driveway. It ain't got no oil and no gasoline. Guess what?
Oh, no.
It ain't taking you to the market.
Amen.
It ain't going to take you down to your job unless your job is next door, and then it wouldn't take you over there. You just got to walk over there.
Amen.
It ain't taking you no place. So y'all folk up there complaining to God about why this ain't happening and that happened, you need to shut your face and understand you got to do something with your faith. Hallelujah. You say, my faith, glory to God. Look here. This is gonna be a little history. Ellsworth Zorner, I gotta spell his name because I can't pronounce it. Z as in zebra, W O Y E R. In 1892, was the first one to patent the brisket, the charcoal brisket. And a few years later, a guy named Kingsford noticed the word Kings. You can change the food to food. King's food. Hallelujah. Faith is the king's food. The Bible says we'll live, the just shall live by what? Faith. Come on now. King's food. Hallelujah. But anyway, a king's food, took the thunder from him. Maybe it bored. I don't know how they did it, but they still alive today, selling Kingswood charcoal briskets.
Amen.
But again, the bottom line, it got to be lit. We talked about in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, y'all got to understand, y'all got to have the crazy kind of faith. Because just old natural, this everyday faith ain't going to do it. Your faith got to be lit. It got to be on fire. Your faith got to be such that you, look, 5,000 people in the stadium, not mention children and women and children. And we got to feed these folks. Somebody's got to bring food for these people. Let's send them out so they can get some food. She said, no. What kind of food we got? Well, this little boy, he had a big lunch. I don't know why. He must have been going to stay away from home a long time. He had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We said, well, that's all right. We'll take that. And Jesus took it and blessed it. He said, now break it up and give it to all these folks. Have them to sit down, sit in sections, and y'all go feed these folks. And they fed the folks when it came. Now, collect everything because nothing is waste. God don't waste nothing. So, look there. When they collected all the food that was left, they had 12 baskets. That's interesting. There was 12 baskets. You got 12 disciples. You could have had 10 baskets left or 15 baskets left. No, there were 12 baskets. What was that all about? So that the disciples could take something home with them, you know. Don't muzzle the ox or treads out the wheat. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they got some folk at home, too. So they took a basket home. Hallelujah. Glory. God don't waste nothing. So those baskets weren't going to just sit there. And Jesus wasn't going to eat it themselves. He said, y'all boys, y'all take them home. They didn't put it in there, but it's obvious that they took that home. They said he did. God doesn't waste anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. But that's crazy faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that's right. Pastor Peaches, what's the scripture we're dealing with today?
Ezekiel 37:1.
1 through 14. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're not going to read it right now. God. But see, y'all got to understand crazy faith. I'm going to tell you what crazy faith is. I think I did a 1 King 1846.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read that? What's that say?
Hallelujah.
1 King 18. You see, we're talking about crazy faith. See, what that means. If somebody think you're crazy, and when you say what you and faith, so you got to be prophetic in your belief in God and your walk. You got to have your imagination. See, when you accept Christ, you suddenly come from the largest nation in the world. That's the imagination, and it's not vain imagination because the Bible says in glory to God, Romans 4:17, you can call those things that be not as though they were. You can prophetically say something, and it shall be. Oh, Job 22:28 says you can decree a thing and it shall be established.
Amen.
So you can say it with your mouth, but you ain't dealing with faith unless you deal with crazy faith. Come on now. Did you get to that scripture?
Yes.
Go ahead and read that.
And the 1 Kings 18:46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
He ran. Now let me just tell you, it was raining cats and dogs, and Ahab was in a chariot. Crazy faith. He beat the chariot to the city. He outran the chariot. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's another scripture up there. I think there's, what is that, 41? No, 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 no. No, it was another scripture. I gave you another scripture. I think it's 41:13. Is that Isaiah?
Yes.
Yeah, Isaiah 41:13. What's that say?
Hallelujah.
Again, put that crazy faith. Unless your faith is crazy, somebody think you're crazy when you say what you're saying, you ain't dealing with the right kind of faith.
Hallelujah.
Because, see, look here. All you've been complaining, look, my trouble, and you're just telling God how big your trouble is. You need to tell your trouble how big God is. I done said this about 2-3 times. You need to tell your troubles, your problems, your concerns, how big your God is. You got to have crazy faith. I don't care what it is. Crazy faith. If you say what you say out of your mouth, and if it don't sound crazy to somebody else, you ain't got enough faith. Come on now. What's that scripture say?
Isaiah 41:13.
Mm-hmm.
I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Look here. See, you think you have crazy faith that God is you standing on a branch by yourself. Told you. Read that scripture again, because somebody didn't get that. Go ahead.
For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Don't you, just because you said what you said and people call you crazy? They're the ones that are crazy. They don't believe in God. They're crazy. They think everything happened a happenstance. Look, if you see that DeLorean sitting out in front of your door or that what's that other car, Lamborghini,
yeah.
It just happened by happenstance, you know that didn't happen like that. Some people imagined that, and then they put it to work. They start building that thing. But see, here's the thing. Glory to God. That's why I like, see, God is the same way. He structured stuff in the earth. All of the elements that put that made that car what it is, God created way back in the beginning. Ain't no new earth being built. Ain't no new, you understand what I'm saying? Look. Everything you say, well, what about the rain? Water comes down, but the rain goes up, evaporates, goes up in air, comes out of the cloud, comes back down, goes back up, comes down, goes up, comes down.
Mm-hmm.
What's new? The Bible said, ain't nothing new under the sun. The Bible said that you can decree a thing and it shall be established. What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for the gospel to move. God's waiting for you to move. Stop messing around. Y'all need to get crazy faith. I thank God for 2,000 seats. God, auditorium and a teaching facility, a feeding facility, a facility that can minister to the people of God. I pray that for this church, for the Potter's House Christian Prayer Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. I pray, glory to God. See, you're going to think I'm crazy. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I need to tell you about it. Charles and Francis Hunter. In the 1980s, went down to the Philippines, start praying over people to be healed instantaneously. And there were some folk down there had arms cut off. Come on now, listen to me now. And see, this was in the 80s. They just started to deal with what do you call it, videos and stuff like that. And they videotaped somebody's arm growing out. And then the hand grew out and fingers, and they videotaped that. That's crazy faith. You praying for somebody's arm to be gone, that's crazy faith.
Hallelujah.
But that's all right. I pray that. I pray that for, I have a brother, glory to him, mighty man of God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized brother. I pray that for him. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need to, you know you're going through some stuff. You know you need the miracle. The miracle is in your mouth. Did you hear what I said? The miracle is in your mouth. The Bible says, Ephesians 5:1 said, be like me as dear children. In the beginning, God said, the miracle is in your mouth. Come on now. Y'all need to hear me now. I said the miracle is in your mouth. You said, but don't get butts out of God's way. Look here, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, bring all thoughts into the captivity in obedience of Christ. See, you got God said it, that settles it. Whether lot of them knuckleheads, believe it or not, but the folks that don't even believe that Jesus even lived, how the whether they believe it or not, it don't matter. It settles it. God said, look, your miracle is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
You're looking for all those who are looking for a miracle, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I heard that. I heard that, Sister Linda. I heard that, Sister Julie. Glory to God. I heard that, Sister Joyce. Come on now. I heard that, Mother Dolores. I heard that, Angie. I heard that, Yvette. Glory to God. Brother Ronald, I heard that. Hallelujah. Deacon Dale, hallelujah. I heard that, Minister Jane. Come on now. I heard that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're looking for a miracle. Your miracle is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to me, Yadav Boshah. Genesis 1:26-27. Hallelujah. We are glory to God. We are shaped in the image of God. Hallelujah. In the likeness of God, He created us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To rule, have dominion, dominate, have sovereignty over the earth. You don't believe me? You know what? Glory to God. So Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. I got to get to the scripture. Glory to God. But anyway, go to Psalms 115, verse 16, real quick. And then I got to get to Ezekiel. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Psalm 115.
Yes, Psalms 115, verse 16. Glory to God. The miracle is in your mouth. Go ahead.
The earth hath he given to the children of men.
I start again.
Even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men.
Do you hear that? We have sovereignty over the earth. He gave it to us. Now, some of y'all don't understand it. You wonder, waiting for God to move. God is a legal God. He ain't going to move into your situation until you give him permission. Because he gives you a car. And then you want to come out and drive your car. He got to get permission from you to drive the car he gave you. So you say, Lord, I give you permission to involve yourself in our circumstances, our situations, our conditions, the events and affairs of our lives. That's what you got to do. And then he has permission to get involved. But anyway, go to Ezekiel because we got to keep moving. Go to Ezekiel chapter 37 and start with verse 1. We're going to work this thing again.
Thank you, Jesus. The hand of the Lord was upon me.
Stop. See, y'all got to have the Lord's hand on you. That's why we read that scripture in Isaiah 41:13, that the hand of the Lord was upon you. God's hand got to be upon you. Miracles in your mouth, you got to be a child of the Most High King. You want to have a miracle in your mouth, you got to be a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled, child of the Most High King. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, read one again.
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
Uh-huh.
And carried me up in the spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
And set me down.
Lord, stop right there. You got to, hallelujah. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he waters them that diligently seek him. But you got to come to him in spirit and in truth. The spirit of the Lord got to be upon you and in you. Go ahead, read some more.
And set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones.
Stop right there. This world is full of bones. Failure all over people. People crying and bowing, and Lord, this happened. Lord, that happened. You know that's all. I always talk about hee-haw. Gloom, despair, and agony. They saying all this kind of stuff. Oh, this happened. That happened. That happened. Oh, woe is me. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Come on. Go ahead and see some more. Read some more.
And caused me to pass by them round about.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And behold, there were very many in the open valley.
Mm-hmm.
And lo, they were very dry.
Stop. I've been there a long time. It just didn't happen overnight. Go ahead.
And he said, unto me, son of man, can these bones live?
Hallelujah. Stop. He's asking you, do you have crazy enough faith to believe that these bones can live? Go ahead.
And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And then he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones.
Stop. The miracle is in whose mouth?
Your mouth.
See, y'all been waiting for God to move. God is waiting for you to say something. You know what? Pastor Peaches, you were in daycare for a long time, weren't you?
Yeah.
And sometimes the little children in there, they had to go to the bathroom, but they wouldn't tell you anything. They wouldn't tell you anything. They wouldn't go. And then you know what happened? They messed on themselves, didn't they? Because they wouldn't say anything. Is that right? Has that happened to you? Yeah, you know, some of the children that went to the bathroom when they didn't tell, you know, they didn't say anything. They didn't raise their hand and say, look, I need, they wouldn't say anything. Look, you want a miracle. You want to be relieved of your pressure. Come on, man. You want to go to the bathroom? Go ahead to the bathroom. But anyway, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to say something. The miracle is in whose mouth?
Your mouth.
But I'm waiting on the Lord to move. Look, the Lord already spoke. Anybody got a Bible in your house? Some of y'all got 10 Bibles in your house and won't live on faith. You want to live on faith, but you want to live on everybody else's faith. The sooner something goes wrong, you done call 17,000 people and ask them to pray with you. But guess what? God said you can do it yourself because the miracle's in whose mouth?
Your mouth.
Come on now. Yeah, it's good to get the prayer chain going, but you must understand that who got the power? You know, like in the commercial, I got the power. You remember that commercial?
Yes.
You got the power. That commercial was right. You got it. Oh, your neighbor got it too. Yeah. You know what the Bible said? No, I tell you, the Bible said one catch a thousand, two tenth child. So you got some big monkeys on your back. You might have to get four or five people together, but they gotta have some power. They can't get, if they ain't got the power, you skip over them. Call the next one on your list. Oh, yeah, that boy. Hallelujah. They ain't got faith enough to get a headache move. And you going to call them up?
Amen.
And they're always calling you, can you pray with me? Or the dog died, the cat ran away from home. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. My husband. Please don't call them.
Amen.
To pray for you. You know what they're going to pray? Doom, disgrace, and agony on me. Doom, all that kind of. They got something. They go like, yes, Lord, we got so much trouble. Oh, Lord, the knees ache, the toes got bunions. Oh, got a headache, got an earache, got an eyeache, got a tongueache, got a footache, got a backache. Lord. Shut up. Hang up the phone. I'll call somebody else. I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody help me today. The miracle's in your mouth. Also, trouble in your mouth. You better say what you want. You want the headache and the bunion ache and all that other kind of ache. Go ahead and call them out. Now you say, I curse those things. Now you can do that.
Amen.
I curse the bunion ache and the headache. Oh, you can do that. But don't you go down the litany, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I come from a long way. I was disobedient. I ain't talking about what been. I'm talking what is. What is the Bible say? You can decree a thing. It shall be established. Lord, have mercy. I don't know what time it is, but I feel my help coming. Come read some more of that scripture because I've got to keep going. Jesus.
4:30, hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, bless me, God, but who can show that don't die? Look here. Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Glory to God. We're going to do six on Wednesday because we're going to keep going until we finish this thing. And we might get up to 52 or we might get up to 152. But you got to have crazy faith. You looking for faith? Hey, you don't look for any old kind of faith. Measure of faith. Measure of faith. Infinitesimal? I don't know that. Anyway, you're looking for a whole lot of faith. But anyway, Pastor Peters, go ahead. Say something because we're still on the air.
Hallelujah. If you want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, answer and give you that crazy faith. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. I'm sorry for my sins. Hallelujah. And I make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. If you repeated that prayer, Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah. Drop us a line. Hallelujah. Call 10-444-5152.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You want you weren't able to write down the scripture that we use today. Hallelujah. You can always call after the broadcast is over. The 443-416-1201 or dial 410-444-5152. You want to send a communication through the mail, address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 1214. Hallelujah.